Professor of News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration will issue body-worn cameras to every Homeland Security officer, including those from ICE.
The announcement came from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem as the administration tries to alleviate tensions in Minneapolis after the fatal shootings of two U.S. citizens by federal agents. Noem said the body-worn camera program is being expanded nationwide as funding becomes available. At the White House, President Trump said the decision was up to the secretary, but said that he thought it was generally good for law enforcement to wear cameras. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have agreed to testify before the House Oversight Committee for its investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. That, according to President Clinton's Deputy Chief of Staff. The spokesman said they look forward to setting a precedent that applies to everyone. The two had faced a contempt of Congress charge. Arizona authorities continue their search for today's show host Savannah Guthrie's missing 84-year-old mom.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos calling Nancy Guthrie's home a crime scene.
We saw some things at the home that were concerning to us. We believe now, after we've processed that crime scene, that we do in fact have a crime scene.
He says she does not have dementia, but does have mobility issues and was last seen Saturday night. But when she did not show up for church Sunday, her family alerted authorities.
And time is very critical. She is 84. She needs her meds. Her family needs her too.
Nano says Savannah Guthrie is in town helping with the search. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 515 points, the NASDAQ rose 130, the S&P advanced 37 points. This is SRN News. A New York abortion group is campaigning in the South.
Mayday Health has been plastering gas stations in rural Kentucky and West Virginia with ads for abortion pills. Both states are pro-life, and the Kentucky Attorney General has launched an investigation. Russell Coleman says, quote, out-of-state activist groups who are targeting the vulnerable here should be on notice. Keep your illegal pills out of our commonwealth or face the full weight of the law. More than 100 gas stations were targeted. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has concluded that San Jose State University discriminated against women by letting a man play on the women's volleyball team. The school must accept a settlement or risk losing federal funds. The university would have to accept the administration's definition of male and female, restore titles and records that were misappropriated by male athletes, and issue an apology to female athletes. This is SRN News. Starbucks revolutionized the United States coffee culture, but these days it's facing unprecedented competition.
Not only is their perennial rival Dunkin' and fast-growing drive-through chains like Dutch Brothers and 7-Brew, now other small outlets are seeing explosive growth. Chinese chains like Luckin' Coffee are also getting into the mix. The chief operating officer of Starbucks says the company believes the way to stay on top is to open more cafes offering both convenience as well as a comfortable place to linger. Rich Thomason reporting.
Tourists visiting Rome's Trevi Fountain now pay a $2.35 fee for close access. This new fee structure, which began Monday, aims to raise funds and manage crowds at the iconic site. Tourists seem unfazed by the charge. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.